Well, Jeff, hey, it's really nice to meet you. I'm glad you came to the old Layback with Luke Bettis podcast today.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So today we're going to discuss...
my very first time, I promise, being here.
Never I wasn't going to say anything. I just wondered like how far you could take that.
As far as you want.
It's my very first time here at the Layback.
Yes, very first time. We finally got Devin's episode up. You saw.
Yeah, I haven't got to listen to it yet.
Yeah, I haven't watched it at all. I haven't watched many of them, but I try to like spot check to make sure these engineers are fucking switching camera angles right.
What are you insinuating?
Nothing.
That's the only reason I'm here is to make sure.
Fucking make sure. Fucking make sure.
How's my angle, Eric?
Wow.
Hold it.
I've never seen your eyes so big.
They're not beady anymore, are they?
They're just bloodshot.
Well, yeah.
Just drunken bloodshot.
Just bloodshot. Single data 4. Zero help.
Zero.
Zero sleep.
Yeah. Just hanging on by a thread.
But just look at me. I'm just diminished over here.
I like that t-shirt, actually. Cigarro.
Mervin's.
Saguaro's.
Got it from Mervin's.
Mervin's.
Just kidding.
The Mervin's. Oh, I wish they had
a Mervin's.
Yeah, I'd buy the whole store just to make up for my childhood. California sale this, bitches.
California sale. Every year before school.
Yeah.
Mervin's.
I'd be like, oh, those are really cool. Where'd you guys get all your gear? They're like, from the Russian thrift store behind the church?
Russian outreach program.
No? Oh, that's where I got all my stuff.
Like, I gave you stuff.
Yeah. Or from hand-me-downs. You guys are like, Buncher. You and Buncher and Jeff Iverson. All you rich fucks would be like, actually, Buncher wasn't rich.
No.
But he could still afford some California sale.
No, he saved up all summer. Driving the Geo Metro, good gas miles for the California cell.
Josh has a Geo Metro.
Does he?
Yeah, he loves it. He fucking loves it.
I worked with a guy that had one, and he like rebuilt the engine like 10 times. He's like, I love this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. He tried to, Jesse was going to get a new car, and he's like, try to sell him on getting a Metro. He's like,
The three cylinder?
Yeah. He's like, dude, these things are awesome. They run forever. They're all, I don't know. He's trying to sell him on it. And Jesse almost bought one.
Make it look like an old Honda hatchback.
Yeah. Jesse likes those old Volvos.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he likes those. He said like two of them. But I think he just wrecked his. But yeah, those Portland streets are narrow. Especially
all the bicyclists.
Well, you know, especially with all the tents pushing the cars out into the bicycle lane, and then the bicycles going into the driver's lane.
Man, you have to get new tires all the time there from driving over the syringes.
Did you see that fucking, somebody showed a pile of syringes from Portland?
Yeah, I actually follow somebody on Instagram that has that. There was humongous garbage cans. They went through an area and picked up, I mean, you're talking
tens of thousands
of syringes, yeah, just on the ground out there where we used to play and hang out as kids.
Right. That's nuts, dude. Portland syringes. What happened? How do you spell syringes?
I'm not sure.
S-Y-R-I-N-G-E-S.
Is that what it says in your arm right now? You're from Portland.
You're from Portland.
Recently.
Real COVID-y. Oh,
yeah. Is that what your vax says?
No, I was just really good at spelling.
Yeah.
That's true. I was not. It's horrible.
Me neither.
I wasn't good at anything to do with school.
I got better at it, but...
Yeah, that's true. In college, I did have a 4.0. Mind if I do?
Oh, yeah. So much college and knowledge.
My useless degree in criminal justice.
Yeah. syringes pile. See, this is why I need Eric to have control of this shit so I can keep talking. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. Just full of syringes everywhere.
Do you think there's a lot of diabetics around there? Or?
Oh, yeah, and that's all it is. Just getting their insulin. Just getting their insulin on. Yeah.
Either way, I have it on Instagram. It's like garbage cans full of used syringes.
Just this everywhere in Portland.
Yeah.
Growing trash pile in Northeast Portland won't be removed despite rat infestation. Oh.
Right there off the docks of the port.
Northeast, yeah, I'm not sure. That encompasses a large area, but...
Do I remember when I worked at McFadden's there, right there? What was that? Second and Cooch over there?
Caught fire. The rat infestation caught fire, I'm sure.
On accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second and Cooch?
Second and Cooch over there.
By Barbados?
Close. On the other side of Burnside, on the other side of the Salvation Army. Where, you know McFadden's? Remember that place?
Yeah.
We all worked at. I don't know if you worked.
I didn't work now. You worked there? No, I was out.
I was doing...
I did a bunch of Adderall there, though. Remember that?
Good. No.
You don't remember when I showed up with Cam and we were all Adderalled out partying?
Adderall made me feel sick.
Oh, such a great drug. Such a great drug.
Ritalin? I could get down on some of that.
So Adderall is Ritalin, but add a little bit of euphoria and less metallic feeling, like less acid feeling, less grinding your teeth, and more euphoria. Yeah. Yeah, I was prescribed that in high school.
I remember.
Yeah, I was a teenager, prescribed fucking...
Remember when we were prescribed?
Drugs, like crack.
It's legal meth, basically.
Yeah.
Weren't we prescribed Josh's Adderall quite a bit as well?
We were prescribed Josh's something. Yeah.
Whatever he took.
And Wanda's.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom, Wanda. She used to take those big fucking, like, sustained really, like, 12-hour doses of Ritalin. I think she still does. I'm not sure. But maybe not.
I'm glad I never had to take anything like that.
Well, you didn't have to. I didn't have to.
Well, everybody was telling you, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's corrupt doctors selling you fucking garbage pharma products.
Right.
Telling you you have a problem. And then you get away from it. You go to college and find out, oh, I don't need that shit. I just need to want to do something.
Right.
You know, I just need to be interested in something. If I'm fucking interested and motivated, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I don't need your drugs for that. What a crock. Yeah, Ritalin.
Our one of our old developers, Joseph, that was also kind of his story, where he was prescribed, he had ADHD, or diagnosed with it anyway, and was prescribed a bunch of drugs that he was just like, I didn't like any of them, and so I stopped taking them, and then I found programming, and I'm like, oh. And he just dove right into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are that way. I know growing up in school, I didn't like any of it. I liked the fucking around part with you.
Right.
All the fun parts of being in the social parts of being in school, but I didn't like learning any of the shit in school. It was fucking boring. That shit was for nerds. The nerds that you and Vogue beat up in the Rule the School era.
I never beat any nerd up.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I tried to fight some gangbangers one time at school, and they were like, oh, you're causing a scene, stop. Yeah.
I didn't mess with the gangbangers in my school because they actually shoot people at school. They actually shoot, they'll do drive-bys and shit. No thanks.
Yeah, Sean Kemp style.
Sean Kemp did a drive-by?
You haven't heard?
Uh-uh.
That fool's in jail right now.
He is?
Yeah.
He looked rough, dude. I saw him on a show where they were... Oh, it was like the... Is it 75th year anniversary for the NBA? last year, I think, 75th year anniversary, and they did like this big, they did this big presentation with all these different era, like all the greats came out, mm-hmm. and Sean Kemp was there, and he looked like a meth head or something.
Here's one to Google or YouTube, whatever you want to do. Sean Kemp throwing first pitch. It's great.
Oh, AWN. Yeah, Sean Kemp throwing first pitch at the Mariners.
I'm sure, yeah.
NBA.
Look at this guy.
Let's watch it. Let's watch it. Oh, man. He Look got at this huge. Guy. He got freaking huge. What am I on? What is this? This isn't. Oh, it's Facebook. That was it?
I mean, that's it, but just look at this guy. He does. He looks like a meth head on...
That got off meth or something.
That ate too much pizza.
Cokeheads do that, though.
Yeah.
Cokeheads will do that. They'll get fat because what they do is an alcoholic... Like, some alcoholics will do that, too. Like, real alcoholics, they'll drink or whatever their drug is, they'll, you know, be on, have their dopamine kick, and then when they get off of it for a second, like when they take a break, they just eat sugar. Nonstop sugar, and then they just get huge.
I saw that firsthand in the oil field. The guy I worked with was actually a roommate. The guy had a stroke in front of me in the middle of the night. I had to carry out like a baby to the truck and get him to the ER. Great guy, but had some meth issues for
oh, that's right,
30 straight years.
I remember that.
But he would literally be smoking that shit all day, night, go to bed, wake up, eat an entire box of Twinkies and slam two Pepsis and go back to bed.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, you could have been all ripped out all these years.
Yeah. And
your belly's out to here.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cleaned up now. He was in rehab for his stroke for like 8 months.
Wow.
Like in a facility. Learn how to walk and talk again.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
That's like a, you know, 70-year-old man one.
Yeah, he was 50.
Jesus.
Yeah, he woke me up in the middle of the night. Like, oh, get up, Jeff, get up. I was like, dude, go smoke that shit somewhere else, man. Like, we got to work tomorrow. Like, I'm tired. No, I'm something's wrong with me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what do you mean? And he, like, fell down.
Mm-hmm.
So I jump up. I'm like, what are you doing? What? I don't know. He's like, shit in his pants.
Oh no.
I was like, oh dude, you're having a stroke, man. He like his whole whatever side of his body done.
It's the right side.
Yeah. And he's like trying to crawl everywhere. I was like, just sit still, let me get dressed. You know, I'm in my boxers. And so I'm getting dressed and he's like he couldn't go anywhere.
Oh my
He couldn't
God.
Get up on his own. So I'm like, come here, you fucking piece of shit. Like I picked him up like a baby. You know, 200-some-pound man. Walked him out, dumped him in the truck.
Yeah.
And the truck had a, you know, 30-foot trailer on the back, and it was pitch black, and I somehow backed it out, got it out, took wow. him to the ER.
How far away was that?
Probably a good 20 minutes.
Oh.
I was flying, you know, it's North Dakota, it's freezing cold. I called ahead and said, hey, I got this guy who's having a stroke right now, I'm on my way. Okay, just come to the door. So I go to the door. They don't care.
Another one. They're like, another one.
Another one of you guys. I go to the door and I'm like knocking. It's locked. I'm knocking. I see nurses looking down, but they didn't do anything. So I start kicking it. I'm like, this guy's dying out here. I walked all the way around the other side, locked. I'm like, wow. So finally somebody was like, hey, the door's out of here. So I had to like drive the truck all the way around again. I'm like, this guy has shit in his pants. He's having a stroke. Well, does he do drugs? And he's like, no, I never do any drugs. I said, yeah, he does meth every day. And he's like, fuck you, Jeff.
Like, try to help you, bro. Damn.
They got to know, man. You know, like, so I got him in there, and I didn't talk to him. We didn't talk for, like, a couple years, and then he hit me up on Facebook, and he's like, thank you, man. You're like my archangel. You saved my life. I would have laid there, and who knows what would have happened to me. Because it's just me and him. We're the only ones that had been left behind. We were going to leave that next day. Drive back.
Damn.
He drives a semi now. He stops by out here. He's always trying to hit me up, and we can never just, like, get our schedules together to meet up.
There's claims of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, that he developed Bell's palsy after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine booster. Do you guys remember? I just looked it up. There's claims, video shows. I'm not saying I know that that happened as a fact, but he did disappear for a while once he got his, like, right after he got his booster. And then people were like, where's Gavin Newsom? What happened to Gavin Newsom? He just got a booster publicly, and now he disappears out of the limelight for a while.
He could have been sicker if he didn't get it.
Yeah. He could have died if he didn't get it. But, he could have not, and then he wouldn't have had Bell's palsy. Oh, man.
How did I get Bell's palsy?
It just happens to a certain amount of people. He already got it, too.
Was she really stressed out at the time?
I don't remember.
She really sick of you at the time?
She's sick of me at the time. She's still sick of me. No, I'm just kidding. It was like it was 5 years ago, so it was like right when she turned 40. Boom.
I remember.
It hit her.
Calling me, and you're like, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It was fucking scary, dude. I thought she had a stroke because she's like, I can't move my left. That's the only time I left work. It's the only time I've left my job.
You're like, well, I'm off at 3. You're going to be okay till about 3:15? Well, you
drive yourself to the fucking hospital.
I'll meet you there around 4.
Figure it out. I'll tell you what I tell every one of my employees, okay? There's no FMLA, okay? There's no FMLA rights in Oregon. Fuck! It stands for fuck your family, bitch. That's what that shit stands for.
She's like, fuck your family. She's like, but I'm your wife. You're like...
Yep. Well, the job comes first.
You're like, well,
you want a new handbag or not?
Yeah. You need some gas in that car, premium.
You like driving your fucking SL450? Yeah. Your $65,000 car? Well,
hop in it.
Drive yourself to the hospital.
Like Portland Adventist.
You know? Shit. What the fuck you want me? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, mine was...
This
so,
is too good.
Yeah, from what it says online, you'll be all right.
Dr. Indy, to the rescue.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was crazy. Like, so, you know, I was going through some stressful things with the ex-wife that constantly causes me problems to this day, 5 years after divorce, you know, still... Just can't get away from it. Going through some of that. I don't remember what else I was going through. But that championship basketball game that I was coaching was so close and so stressful. Because I caught the other coaches cheating and I had to call them out in the middle of the game.
How?
So in this league. So basically when little kids play basketball, instead of it being 1-on-5 the whole time, they give them a bracelet that matches colors. So you stick on your guy that matches your bracelet.
Okay, that's a good way to teach them.
So it keeps you 1-on-1.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good learning tool to play 1-on-1.
Yeah, well, just to cover man coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I liked it. It was cool. So basically, this other team had one kid that was anything, and he was probably like literally Eric's size at 10 years old.
Wow.
Huge kid. Really nice kid. Never played basketball before. Ended up being good. Like, he figured it out in one little season.
Wow.
Played basketball. A great athlete.
Natural.
So, their game plan was give it to this kid, and he's going to score because he's 100 feet taller than everybody and 100 pounds heavier, and he was scoring points. So, I kept this one kid on my team, this scrappy little kid. He was... just murdered on defense, and he was shutting him down. Shutting him down, and the game was like back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, this kid's still scoring because he's a foot and a half taller than everybody. But so in between every quarter, you change the wristbands for who's in.
Right.
Oh, change them out, change them out. The coach walk out there. I didn't. I had my team under control. I'd be like, you know, do what you got to do. They knew who was guarding who. We talked about it. So next thing I know, this kid that was not good was guarding this huge kid. And I'm like, what happened? You know, like I'm freaking out. Like this kid scored like 20 points in one quarter because of that, which brought them back into the game. So I asked the kids afterwards, I'm like, who switched the bands? Who told you to switch the bands? Like, I sure didn't. Like, oh, the coach, as soon as you turned your back, the other coach switched the bands with the big kid. It's like, oh, okay. I see what's going on. So I went out there, switched them up, and they were, there's two coaches. One was trying to block me, and the other guy was trying to switch it. And I'm like, get out of my way, dude.
Couple, you know, of like, Luke and Jeffs.
Yeah. Trying to, trying to Fletch and Price me. You know, I can't let that slide.
And you're already in the gym. So it's on.
Let's meet.
Let's go.
So literally, I was like watching the whole time. They're trying to block, and I'm like, hey, move over. You know, like, you're bothering me. Why are you trying to block me? And then I was looking at the referee, which I'm cool with. So I'm just like, hey, these guys are cheating, bro. They're waiting for me to leave to switch the bands and, you know, like, play straight up. What are you doing? So the referee's like, man, I'll choose them for you if you guys don't knock it off. So I have mine picked. They're the ones being silly. So basically, long story short, we won. Like, I've never wanted to win a game so much in my life after they cheated. I was like, we ended up winning by like 8 or something, but it was such a close game. After that next day, I go to work and I'm like, my lips are kind of tingly. I'm like, weird. You know, I'm like, maybe it's that chapstick I got from the Dollar Tree. Because, we, you know, we go get, like, drinks and stuff from the Dollar Tree. I'm like, oh, a little chapstick. Yeah, and then the next day, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, at work, you know, I'm like, weird, man. My face is feeling weird. So that next day, I'm like, dude, I can't feel my eye, my face. I'm like, ugh. And my boss is like, dude, you're like talking funny. I'm like, dude, am I having a stroke? He's like, I don't know, man. Like, you don't look good. So I'm like, oh, shit. So like, I'm going to go. So I went to urgent care and they're like, nah, get the fuck out of here. We can't help you. They thought I was having a stroke too. So like, you need to go across the street over to the ER at, you know, St. Luke's, whatever the hospital over there. And I just went to one by the house, and yeah, I stayed there for almost 2 full days.
Yeah.
Just CAT scans, head scans, CT scans, 100 scans, MRIs.
Well, there's a trick. That's weird, because with Hiori's, probably because you're just a huge guy, so they were like, well, it could be a stroke, or could be.
Oh, they scared me. They're like, gave me 4 aspirin and said, you're going to get a room right now. You're not going home. And I'm like, I said, what? I almost started crying. I'm like, no. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm not staying here. And they're like, yes, you are. And I'm like, ugh, this doesn't happen to me. You know, like, I'm made of steel, I thought.
Yeah.
I'm made of glass.
How can you tell? There it is. So I remember with Hiori, they did an eyebrow test.
Oh, yeah, I did that too.
Watering from your eyes, sight of the face changes the ability to taste, sound, sensitivity, ringing ears. With stroke, watch for trouble finding words, eyes glazing in one direction, trouble walking, and vision changes. But no, that wasn't it. They did an eyebrow test of, like, can you wiggle your eyebrows?
Did they stab her with, like, a pin?
Mm-mm.
I got the treatment.
Yeah.
They thought I would really had it.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
that picture?
Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened to him, I think. I think he had a Bell's palsy.
And it never went away.
Well, I don't think I don't know if they knew how to treat it back in the fucking 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
As much as they do now. I don't know. But what do I know? But, yeah, he it somewhat went away. I mean, they've had antivirals for a long time, but I don't know about prednisone. Because that's what they gave her, was an antiviral and prednisone.
Same. They gave me, man, I had to take a lot of those. I felt horrible.
Yeah.
Prednisone sucks, man.
It's a fucking necessary evil. That's, I had to take that one when I got poison ivy.
Same.
I got poison ivy on my dick. I had it everywhere.
So did Andrew Moxley, but I didn't have it.
Oh, my God, dude. It was the worst case. I don't know. I had it on probably 70% of my body because I was in a field with a like a industrial weed whacker, like a has a blade, mm-hmm. not just a little string, you know, plastic string. It's like a blade, a big old fucker with gas powered and everything. And I was out there mowing down this field,
just getting it drenched all over you.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there was poison oak out there, and they didn't fucking tell me, the owners of the property.
And we did the same thing. We were working construction out in this field.
I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. It was in the summer. It's fucking dumb. Got everywhere.
Yeah. Who would know? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We grew up in bushes, like everything.
Well, I sure as fuck know what that shit looks like now. So, like, you know, I look for it whenever I go into the woods anywhere. I fucking look for that shit because that's quite the painful experience.
Yeah, I was sick.
Yeah.
I was like really bad off. Yeah. I let it go for a while. I kept going to work. I'm like, oh, it was all over my calves, legs, arms, hands.
The only relief you can get is in a hot shower, like a scalding hot shower.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Scalding hot water on the rash, like, it relieves it and feels good. It's like, it's like scratching it for you without you scratching yourself. Because if you scratch it, you just get spreads and gets worse and you bleed and blister. It's just fucking awful, man.
Yeah.
If you ever really want to get somebody, just fucking get some poison oak in a bottle of water and then just have them drink it. Because it'll get in the inside of your body, too. Fuck your insides. Yeah,
I forget the name of the website, but I did some across a website where you can send a gift, but it's to your enemy, and it's... this gift is just a box full of like micro confetti.
Mm.
So they open it and it's spring loaded and it pops everywhere. Mm. It's a celebration, but it's like all
somebody did that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, somebody, probably an ex-employee that was disgruntled, sent me one of those.
No way.
Yeah.
I have never met anyone that actually got one. I was just like, wow, this is weird.
What was in it?
Just like glitter and confetti. Like just, yeah, it was a glitter bomb.
Yeah,
it's a fucking glitter bomb. Just went everywhere.
Yeah, it's literally just full like, of confetti and glitter.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've had some vindictive ex-employees do some crazy shit. I had one guy call Microsoft and say that our licenses were out of date.
Oh, I remember that. I mean, I don't think I was there for that, but Lonnie told me the story behind it.
Yeah. So Microsoft was on our ass with all of it. We had fucking 75 computers.
Yeah.
And we had to go through every single one and scan them and like send all the information to Microsoft or else they were going to fine us like, I don't fucking know how much per unit, but they were going to it was a big ordeal. So pissed. You fucking piece of shit. I think I know who that was too. His name was Max.
Max is getting a glitter bomb.
Oh, poor guy. It's just like, dude, you got fired. Get over it. Get a job. You got fucking fired for whatever reason, whatever the reason was. I don't look to fire people, but you know, when I have cause, I do. So I'm sure he did something. I don't remember the scenario, but that fucker, he's probably the same glitter bomb. Oh, and he bought me a subscription to gay magazines, which I thought was cool. Like, okay, we'll put those. I thought it was like a cool thing to put out in the, it was just a magazine. We had a foyer or whatever. So I just put all the magazine subscriptions that he bought me out was like Out Magazine and Pride Magazine and stuff. I was like, cool, well, it's Portland, so here you go. We hire lots of gay people, so it's whatever.
It's for everybody.
It's for everybody. Thanks, bro. What a piece of shit he is for, like, thinking that that was a...
really gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Like, oh, you know, it's like an old joke from the 70s, like, from the 90s. Like, you're gay. No, you're gay. It's like, what's wrong with being gay? Good one.
Yeah, it's almost like, I mean, he might as well just put your car up for sale.
It's like, you know, one of those stupid jokes like your dumb old friend would do, you know, like just make a fake page of you on what was that old one?
MySpace.
Like make an old MySpace page of you, make it look like you're gay, and then put your car for sale on it. And then all your friends come out and go, I didn't know you were gay, or I knew it, or
he was getting calls from everybody and be like, hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah. And there, or some were like, finally.
Yes.
Yes. One of us.
No, I put the car ad on Craigslist.
Oh, that was Craigslist. That's right.
But I said you were moving to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Downtown San Francisco or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
He's getting calls in, on his phone. Yeah, I'm calling for the Volkswagen Passat for sale. Wait, huh? What?
I do have a Passat, but it's not for sale. Jeff! Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
I never got you back for any of that shit, did I?
Oh, yeah, you did, putting like a bunch.
Oh, right?
Yeah, all the time.
I'm just saving them up for this big plot I have.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
He'll never see it coming.
You're like, oh, happy birthday, and you like throw me off a cliff. I'm like, I finally got you. That's yeah. For the car. That's for the MySpace.
That's for the eyebrow.
And the rag doll.
And the rag doll. Oh, man.
The 20 expulsions.
Yeah, that's for the all the suspensions and expulsions.
As I sat there like this. I don't know. I told him not to.
I told him to. Not to.
Not to.
Not to.
Eric, you missed out.
I think my greatest feat was the stink bomb in the elevator during Sunday night service.
Oh, yeah. Or the spitting down off the catwalk onto the...
I think that was the same night.
Probably.
I think it was the same night Mike Duro and I got into the... We went up the stairs past the control booth. And then there was a spot where you could get up into the rafters past the control booth.
So I was snuck pissed past that you guys went without me.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't go. I was so mad. I'm like, where are they?
I think I got expelled for that one, right? I must have. I don't remember.
But Mike Duro broke his leg.
Oh, he sprained his ankle really bad.
He had a cast. I remember that.
Because we had to jump down. We had to jump down. To get away from the security guy, we had to jump down the side, you know, like on the inside was like the dome. So we had to jump down like probably 10 feet.
What?
Probably.
Oh, my leg.
And I made it because, you know, I was a ninja. I rolled.
Yeah, you rolled, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he didn't. And he was like. And I was like, oh, shit, are you okay? And he's like, just go, 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 go. I was like, told me to go. So I left him.
You ran home.
Yeah, I ran all the way home. I ran all the way home because
and he snitched on you.
And then he fucking snitched on me. Oh, what a little bitch.
Do you remember when the Jeff Kars had the fire alarm go off in the middle of church? Because he did a squirt gun in the bathroom on the
Oh, he squirted the what are those called? The sprinklers? The sprinkler?
Fire alarm gizmo.
The sprinkler.
Like yeah, that. He broke.
He broke one of the sprinkler heads.
I was
or
there.
Or the glass.
Yeah, he was like, oh, watch this. And all of a sudden it's all, whoo, whoo, whoo. And him and James Blumdahl sprinted out of there. And I'm like,
yeah.
All right, let's think about this. What's the best thing I can do? I went all the way around, went upstairs into the gym, and helped them escort all the kids out of Super Church.
Nice.
And got everyone down and out and acted that, like I was volunteering.
Yep.
And those two were like handcuffed, slammed to the ground. And I was just like, oh, that sucks. And then my dad found me and was like, get over here. And then they were like, they snitched on me, I think. And I was like, I was just in there taking a leak, man.
It was probably James, not Jeff.
Oh, James. James. Oh, Jeff. But Jeff. But Jeff did it. Jeff was there. I didn't. I was just taking a leak, man. And they were... Jeff Carks is the one that did. I didn't do anything. They took us back into some room, had the cops. Let's arrest him. Take him to juvie. All this stuff. And it's like, because I was in there taking a leak?
Right.
You know, what did I do? Take Jeff Carks. He's the one that did it.
The thing that got us in trouble for that caper that we did was we got right above... Remember the pastor and the elders used to sit on the stage?
Yeah.
So we got right above the pastor and the elders fucking 40 feet in the air or whatever. And there's this little opening where we could see him. And me and Mike Duro started dropping spittle. Just little. And one of them hit the table next to Frank. And he went like this. And that's when we were like, oh, shit. And that's
run.
And I think he called somebody.
He pressed his red button.
Yeah. Murder. His pits of hell button.
The pits of hell.
Yeah. And that demon came up from the infirmary and chased us. I think that, I don't know if Mike told on me, but I think that guy saw me.
He probably did. Everybody knew who everybody was.
Yeah.
You know, like,
like 4,000 people, right? It's like pretty much new. All especially the core people.
Regulars there are causing problems every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember one time it was really cold. You remember that where the elevator went up and that second level up there? Like,
yeah.
Not hallway, but like it walked out. You walk over to the college.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cold and I couldn't get the door open, so I ripped it. And the metal broke off the hinges, and I'm holding the door. I'm like, oh. And then somebody's like, what are you doing to the door? I'm like, I just tried to open it. Like we're always up to something. We were, but.
Not every time.
Not every time.
Yeah.
Like I just put it back, and I bounce. I'm like, I'm out of here, man. Stupid frozen metal door. One of our cold, like, fronts or whatever.
That's the area I fucked my arm up. I still have a little scar, like, right here. You can still see. When they had, like, a dirt mound or something back there, like, in between, like, in that little parking lot by the gym and that other entrance you're talking about, mm-hmm. the gym entrance, there was, like, a big dirt mound. And I was riding my bike, and I thought it'd be cool to jump it.
Sure.
So I went down the other hill and hit that jump and just flew off my bike. And fucking landed on the concrete, and there's all these rocks on the concrete, and just like road rashed my arm so bad. Oh, it was great. It was great. I did that once on a snowmobile too, but I didn't get hurt. But yeah, it was like it was when I was working for Wells Fargo Financial, and then I won best sales in my branch or something. And so all of us went up. We went to Bend and we went to Shasta and we went on a snow machine tour, which was cool. I don't know if you've ever been on a snow machine, a snowmobile.
No.
It's like a Ski-Doo, but in the snow.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them. They look awesome.
Yeah. It's fucking, actually, it's a big workout, just like a Ski-Doo. Like,
this is great, but I'm exhausted. It's
like, he's fucking holding on for dear life. And we got into this big opening, and then they were like, okay, go nuts for a while. And so we started going nuts, and I saw people going up this like thing and then coming back down. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I went the opposite way because of the angle. So I went up the opposite way, and I didn't think like there'd be a bump there. But as I was going down, there was a big bump, and it ramped me like 10 feet in the air. And I just let go of the snow machine. So I was like, I'm not holding on to this. What's going to happen when I hit the ground? and the snow machine went, and I went flying further. And then once I hit the ground, I must have like slid on the ice for like 30, 40 feet. It was like, and I was so far away from my snow machine that I was like, okay. And I got up and I ran back and jumped on. Yeah, it was fine. But yeah.
I don't do well with extreme sports.
No. Obviously, me neither. Because the two times I've done it, I got hurt.
Yeah, that's the last time I went snowboarding. Vogue, Devin, Carlos. I don't know, there's some other people there, but we went down, which I wasn't any good. Like, I was already tired from that one time. Then we're coming back up the lift, and I'm sitting in the middle, and we're all like, oh, here we go. You know, like, none of us knew what we were doing. Oh, what are we going to do? So we go to slide down, and till the day I die, I'm going to tell this story. Vogue pushed me. And I like flew down onto the ground and like hit my knee so hard. I couldn't walk. I had to crawl.
Oh, that's
and
great.
The snowboard he had was like some piece of junk or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna head back to the lodge. You know, like I couldn't move. He's like, do you mind if I borrow your board then? I'm like, oh yeah, sure. I sat in the lodge all day. I couldn't even walk.
Oh man.
My knee was so banged up. One trip down and back up. Done.
Yeah, man, not fun. I'd rather be on a lake than on a mountain.
Oh yeah,
fuck that. No, yeah. I was never into that. I mean, we went inner tubing and shit like that, but yay.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in Colorado for a decade and never skied or snowboarded once.
Yeah,
I'm just not into it.
Fuck all that. People love it. People love snowboarding and skiing and going to different places and like having the best gear and trying to be bougie in there, you know.
You ever been up to Breckenridge or Aspen or?
Aspen.
California.
No, never. If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to spend money. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to a fucking tropical place.
Nowhere cold.
Yeah. Going somewhere nice. Going to Hawaii or somewhere.
Go down to Mexico and get kidnapped and all that.
Fuck, dude. Mexico's getting a little cray cray.
Yeah.
You heard about those four people that got kidnapped?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they killed them, or at least two of them. The cartel killed two of them, and then the cartel's answer was to kill the five guys that did it and leave them out, and with a note that said, "We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Don't escalate. This is, you know, we take this seriously, and this shouldn't have happened," or whatever. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I want to go down to Rocky Point, but
yeah, that's the one that's like 3 hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've been there once. It's great, but.
Well, that's pretty safe over there, I think.
Yeah, from what I hear, they're like, okay, so yeah, the cartels own everything there. Why would they want to bother you or kidnap or kill you while you're spending money making them rich?
Well, they don't.
It's if when you go off the grid,
you run into
stupid things, yeah.
Yeah, if you run into them, then they got to stop you and question you. Like, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were telling a story about doing hunting in Mexico. And like, you know, you're carrying a rifle. And if you're out in the wilderness hunting, like you might run into a bunch of dudes with AKs and they might have to stop you and go, who the fuck are you with guns? Are you trying to find us and kill, you know, like you're in their territory.
Just looking for some deer.
Yeah. So you got to have paperwork. It's all kinds of shit. It's like, oh man. Yeah. You want to just stick to touristy towns for the most part. They won't fuck with you, but you might have people that aren't cartel that are like up and comers. Or that have a racket to try and rob, you know, people going to. You might be out of the frame now. Is he out of the frame?
No, he's actually good.
Okay.
I can see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually the ones that are.
But they might get dealt with too if they do that shit. So that might keep them in check.
Well, I know there was some recent ones that were down there. goofing around, and they killed or kidnapped them or whatever. They're like, they're running drugs or people or something. You know, they were doing something of that sort.
Stomping on their turf?
Yeah.
How dumb are you?
How dumb are you?
Cartel's turf. What the fuck? That's nuts.
I almost got in a little trouble down in Texas one time in a bar. Went down there to look for some work in the oil field and ended up in like this cartel bar.
Weird.
Throwing back a couple, you know, and went to the bathroom and this guy came in and he was just singing so loud. Like it was so loud. I was like, look over to him. I said, hey, shut the fuck up. And he kept going. I said, shut the fuck up. And he just looked at me. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. He waited for me by the door. He's like, hey, man, what'd you say? I said, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, you're screaming in this little bathroom. He said, see those guys over there? Yes. He goes, we will take you and throw you in a barrel and burn your body, and no one will ever find you, so you shut the fuck up.
Huh.
I said, hey, look, a deer. And I booked. And I left. I went and grabbed the guy I was with. I'm like, well, we gotta go. He was like, no, I'm staying. I was like, I'm out of here. I walked home. Walked like 5 miles.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was like, eh.
Lucky they didn't roll up on you.
Yeah.
They could have been wannabes too.
Yeah, who knows? Who wants to find out? No. I don't.
No, no. You don't want to be on the wrong side of finding out.
I wasn't that curious. I left. I had blisters on my feet because I was wearing some Chuck Taylor shoes, and I walked 5 miles and I had blisters on my heels. And
yeah, Chucks are not great for walking long.
No.
Long periods of time. I'm wearing Chucks right now, but that's for sitting.
I got some very high quality Vans on over here. Same.
Some slips. Oh, yeah. It's classic checkered.
I've had these things for, who knows, 10 years.
Damn.
Yeah, until I wear them a lot.
Can't keep anything that long. 10 years.
Probably not. Probably like 5.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Right.
People don't make shit to last 10 years anymore.
Yeah, they're starting to fall apart. I mean, well, I got a lot of shoes, so
yeah,
they don't get a lot of play. They have been lately just because they're so easy to put on.
Yeah. Bro, that was super fun going to the yard, Cactus Yards.
Oh, dude, I love Saturday. That place.
Oh.
Love that place.
Bro, I'd go back. I would go back there just to, it's just a cool place.
Just to hang out. It's just fun to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ended up.
I'd go there to the batting cages to strike out all day. It'd be great.
Yeah, and I'll film it and laugh.
Yeah, we can put clips of it on the podcast of how terrible I am at baseball. And they have T-ball? Do they have T-ball batting cages?
No, but I have a tee. We could get that going for you.
Perfect.
And I have 100 bats and balls, so
perfect.
And my phone records really good.
Good. So good.
We can get you going, Luke.
You see me strike out at the T-ball too.
Yeah, I love that place, man. Every field mimics a pro field.
Yeah.
Pro stadium.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You got like Yankee Stadium. You got A's Stadium. You got
Fenway. Angels, D-backs.
I didn't get to see.
You didn't see the other side.
I didn't see the other side. I just saw the two in the front, which were Chase Field, Diamondbacks Field, and I didn't know what the other one was. Maybe the Rockies. Maybe Colorado. I don't know. But it's all the spring training, right? It's all the spring training teams?
No. I mean, I'm sure some of them are.
Yeah. Oh, Fenway's not. Boston doesn't come here.
No, Yankees don't come here either.
No, Yankees don't come here. Just the popular.
Yeah. Yeah, we see the game you were there for. We won, right? Yeah, we won that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the first game I watched where you guys won. Maybe second.
When you came before was when we were filling in for another team.
I think I've come to 3 or 4 games now.
Well, yeah, you came when you were visiting a couple years back.
Yeah, before we moved.
Yeah, we're on a different team now, that team. We moved clubs.
You moved clubs.
Yeah. Same coaching staff, different club, different kids.
Yeah. And then there's another place. Well, it was a pretty nice place, too. It was way up north, Peoria. We all went out
Paloma.
To eat. Paloma Park. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Definitely not the same as Cactus.
No. I mean, it's really nice and new, but it's no Cactus Yards.
No.
Yeah, that place is.
Well, there's no bar.
I have to sneak.
I had to bring my own BYOB.
Yeah.
Come on. Then I had to look like the alcoholic uncle. Nobody else is drinking. It's terrible. How dare they?
Right.
They should supply it and make money.
Yeah.
We just bring a booze cart to those things and make money.
I was thinking about just bringing around like some type of cart. I mean, people would, they'd be buying it up. I'm sure they'd kick you out of there. But like, hey, get out of here.
You get a permit.
Yeah.
Let's go to the city and get a permit and say, fuck you. My papers, bitch. You going to buy something?
We know about that. What do you... You need a water? You're looking a little parched.
You going to buy something? Oh, then you can get the fuck out.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, you see this guy over here? Me and him could throw you in a barrel, burn your body, and nobody would ever find it.
Ever. Hey, look at what? Oh, wait. Where'd you go?
But we'd pay some other more in shape people to, you know, carry your body. We're not going to do that.
No, I mean, I got the gas. He has the match. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric's got the barrel.
Yeah. I can choke you unconscious.
I'll belly flop you.
We can both do that.
Yeah, so we don't play here for... We got a couple weeks off. It's going to be raining tomorrow for practice. So tomorrow off too.
Well, I'm glad we didn't do the fight companion on Saturday night because I stayed up when we got home. I stayed up and watched that fight card. There's some definitely a couple of good fights out of the five fights, but main event was a joke. Kamaru Usman versus Leon Edwards 3, the trilogy. It was like a stare down the whole time. It was like a sparring match.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was like a sparring match kind of.
Don't make the wrong move for 5 straight minutes.
Yeah, 25 minutes.
I know, but... Come back and do it again.
Well, yeah. And Kamara, like, took him down in the third, I think. He went to take him down, and Leon grabbed the fence. Mm. So he couldn't get him. So then the ref took a point, which he should have. But Leon still won. And somebody scored it a 40-50 or something. I was like, what? Or a...
10-point difference?
No, sorry. Mm. what am I thinking? 45-50. And I was like, how do you get a 45-50 when he took a point? It must have been a 45. I don't know. It was just the scoring. I was a little, you know, so I don't maybe remember correctly, but there was some weird decision. When they read the scorer's cards, it was like, what? Everybody was like, how did you do that? How did you come up with that when that guy lost a point and he still won? I think it should have been a draw, but that's how boring it was. It was not great. But the next one that we're going to do a fight companion on Saturday the 8th.
Yes, sir.
With Devin. Devin will be back. Devin wants to come do one next week, too. And then Phil's going to do one Thursday. So
nice.
Tomorrow, this Thursday. But yeah, if, who is it? It's, it is title fight with Adesanya, Israel Adesanya, and, his arch nemesis Pereira, who he lost to in a kickboxing match early on in his career before the UFC. And then he lost to him again in the UFC. He lost the title to him when he had already defended the title. Like he was the fucking man in the division. Like he was not beatable. And this guy fucking fucked him up and took the belt. So that guy's got his number. So it'll be interesting to see if he can come back and fight and win the belt back.
That's that's one of the toughest things to do is win that belt back in anything.
Yeah. Did you see the John Jones fight? Did we already talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 10-second chokeout.
Yeah.
Of Cyril Gane.
Well, John Jones is a different breed of person.
He's the GOAT, dude.
Yeah. Remember when he was, like, super skinny and just these flying elbows and weird kicks? He, like, that guy was unreal.
Oh, yeah. Jorge Masvidal's fighting, too. You got Pereira, Adesanya, Masvidal, Gilbert Burns, who is a nightmare. The Jorge Masvidal is a dude that knocked out Ben Askren with a flying knee right off the bell.
I love those ones.
Within like 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. He knew Ben Askren was going to shoot, and there's videos of him training that move. So he just like sprinted at him, flying knee, knocked him out, game over, fight over.
That's my new favorite guy.
Yeah, Kevin Holland.
I remember going to some UFC fights at the Rose Garden, and a guy did some type of running, jumping roundhouse first, right off the bell, knocked him out one. I never seen anything like that in my life, and it was in person. I had good seats. I was like, wow, this is, wow.
He pulled a Luke. Remember that spinning wheel kick I used to do?
Oh, yeah. You could land it on your face, too.
I could land it on my face in a wet lawn in Portland. Wasted.
Oh. Those zipping boots went flying.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, the boot did go flying, didn't
Kenneth
it?
The Kenneth Coles.
The Kenneth Coles zipping boots.
Nordstrom's Rack Special.
Nordstrom Rack Special. The zipping boots. It's going to be interesting to see if Conor can come back. Conor McGregor can come back and fight Michael Chandler. We'll see if that can happen. But
I'm over McGregor. He had his time. He's done, in my opinion.
Maybe. I mean, he broke his leg, so maybe he just, you know. But not very many guys have come back from that. Right. Anderson Silva came back. He wasn't the same. Chris Weidman has not come back to the UFC or for full contact. He's just done wrestling matches, jiu-jitsu matches. I think he just did his first one. But yeah, I mean that kind of break, dude. That shin bone.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I don't know how you do how guys come back from that. It's so gross looking, too.
I remember the first one that was, like, out and about on social media. It was a kickboxer, got a shin kick, and he didn't know that it was broken, and he goes to stand on it. It's like, psh, psh.
Yeah, that's what they all do.
Yeah.
That's what they all do. Anderson did that. Chris Weidman did that.
You fall down, you're like, wait a second. Oh.
Connor had a hairline fracture going into the fight. So when he was, you know, checking kicks, it was like getting worse. And then he went back to plant on it to punch. And that's where it busted. It's not like it busted from a leg kick. It was an accumulation of things.
Right.
You know, it was hard sparring leading up in the training camp to the fight that gave him the hairline fracture. He knew about it. He should have withdrawn from the fight. He's too fucking tough.
Right.
You know, he wanted to beat Poirier, so he didn't. And then Poirier, you know, tried to leg kick him. He checked it. And one time Poirier pointed down like, that hurt.
I remember.
I don't, you know, Poirier tries to pretend like he heard something.
And he did it. Oh, I did it. Yeah. Of course he did it, but it was already broken down before he got there.
Yeah. I mean.
It's like when somebody's trying to unscrew the pickle jar and they're hitting it and I can't get it. And I walk over and I'm like, here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean. It'd be cool to see them fight again if he can come back and beat Chandler so he can redeem himself. Like, you don't want that fight to end like that. Like, the trilogy, he gets up 2-1 because you had a broken leg. That sucks. Is what it is.
A win's a win.
Win's a win. The money's the money.
Yeah.
You know?
Still a very rich man.
Oh, yeah. What do you make, $120 million off of that Floyd Mayweather fight? Off of one boxing match?
I'll let him break my neck for that kind of money. As long as he guaranteed no not to be paralyzed.
Right. Well, that's what usually happens with a broken neck, right? You lose two or four.
Okay, my back. My back.
My leg.
That's not that that's easy. For like 170 mil, your back?
I mean, at our age, coming back from anything, it's like, it's already hard to come back from the little injuries I do have.
I'm feeling pretty sore from working out yesterday.
Oh, did you hit the gym?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. I watch this. sometimes I'll get ads when I'm watching YouTube stuff. And sometimes, you know, I want to see how they're trying to pitch. So I'll let it play for a while before I skip it. And I watch this one guy. Everybody's probably seen him. He's like this real pretty boy. And he talks about fitness. Just a gorgeous man. He talks about fitness. And he's like a fitness model turned into an entrepreneur. And he's trying to sell his program, right? And he had a pretty decent pitch. He did pretty good. I was pretty impressed. But his thing was like, you got to do three things to get you started. Number one. Carb cycling.
Which, I know who you're talking about.
You know, he's like the pretty boy and his hair kind of goes this way. It's like,
and he'll take 35 minutes and still never give you the answer.
No, he did.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me listen to this guy. He sounds good. I listened forever and I'm like, dude, I'm done. I don't care. I'll just be fat.
Yeah. There is a video where he's like, do you like doing cardio? You don't have to, or something, you know, where
the, all the, everyone in Hollywood's not doing cardio, or, you know,
right.
That guy.
Yeah, that's the same guy. Yeah. yeah. It's a good looking dude, though. Tell you what.
You want me to hook you up?
I'm saying if I was going to have to switch teams, it might be that guy that does it for me. But, yeah, he's talking about carb cycling, where you do like three days of low carbs and then 2 days of high carbs and then back and forth like that, where it causes your body to trick itself to not store fat anymore and burn fat.
Yeah, that's nothing new.
Yeah,
I used to do that. I remember working at the prison cycling carbs.
Yeah.
And I would be on like a zero to no, like hardly any carb day.
Yeah, like 50 or something.
Yeah, and I would see.
Or one. Yeah. 80.
I would try to do zero. Except for whatever was in like the sauces I was using for my meat.
Mm-hmm.
But I would see like the used trays that the inmates would stack up that they were going to take to the kitchen to be washed. I would see some bread on there and be like, oh. And I'd like debate on stealing it. That's how bad I wanted a carb. I'm like, oh, there's even some butter on it. Like, nobody's looking. It's half eaten. I don't care. I want some carbs so bad. But that was probably the best shape of my life when I was doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're burning all the fat, plus all the fat burners.
And the gallons of juice I was shooting.
Yeah, you know, that's what I meant by helps. Fat burners. Yeah. Yeah. my dad lost 100 pounds. Did you know that? Harold did?
Yeah, you showed me a picture.
Looks like old lady.
Looks like Jim Spags. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Yeah. He won't buy new clothes. He just like has a belt, like cinch up the pants.
Just cinch it up.
He's skinny as fuck, dude. I'm like, are you healthy, Dad?
That doesn't
like,
look good.
I am. Are you going to get in your panels and shit? Like, you don't look healthy. He's like, oh, I try to avoid the doctors. I'm like, okay, well. But he'll have like cabbage soup for dinner.
Jed, just so you know, you are a little bit in a loop shot, just so you know. If you lean forward that far.
I don't want to block all that beauty.
Of course.
I'll sit back. It feels better to sit back.
Lay back.
Sit back on the layback.
Lay back and relax.
Perfect. No,
hey,
keep the pose.
Jeff, did you hear that?
Keep the pose. Come on, Jeff. No. It was brilliant.
just resting my eyes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a few employees do that before.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Eric.
Resting their eyes after a big, huge lunch.
Of McDonald's. Delivered.
They're sleeping right now.
This is, we work for GoDaddy, right? Where we can sleep and sleep and eat. And I'll be back. I need to take a nap.
Google, Twitter. Did you see that video of that lady that worked at Twitter? And she was like, this is a day in the life of working at Twitter. Just coming to this campus. And she's like, I'm just going to get the yoga room. And it was crazy. Fucking crazy.
Are they hiring? Is the question.
Well, they fired a bunch of people like her. So I don't know.
People taking advantage?
Yeah, I mean, she literally had like two meetings the whole day. The rest of the day was like, she was sunbathing, eating lunch, eating breakfast, then going to a yoga thing, and then going to a thinking pod. Like, stupid shit. Like, what? And then finally in the afternoon, after this decadent lunch, like this catered lunch, looked like a buffet, right? She was going to like a couple meetings, knock out some work. And then she ended her day on the rooftop at a bar where they had like wine on tap at the facility, like wine on tap. It's like what
are, I'm like eight in the gate. Let's get it done. I don't need a lunch break. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll just sneak food all day.
Yeah, sneak food all day. Yeah, like I was dialing this morning. I was trying to see what's going on with our pitch for the Twitter ads. And so I dialed like most of the first half of the day. And then I kind of figured out what was going on. So I had a meeting with Kevin and we switched up the script. But yeah, like I didn't want to take a break. Like everybody's taking their 15. And I was like, just take your break, dude. I'm not gonna, if I get into a sale, it's going to take longer than 15 minutes. So take your break. I'm just going to keep going. Just roll. But like, you know, I don't know. Breaks are for employees, not for owners. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. It's funny where I work. We get a, if I'm even around for it, I'm not really at the shop much. I'm always running around for the company and doing whatever I do. But when I'm there, you get a 15-minute break at 9:15 or at 9, I don't even know. And then you get a 30-minute lunch at 11:30. For some reason, that break at 9 turned into 45 and lunch turned into an hour.
Whoa.
Yeah. But for, that's what they do.
That's what they do?
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, it's 12 or, you know, and they're like, shh, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. I'm like, okay. Like,
all right.
Well, I'll go with the flow. I mean, whatever,
see,
dude.
See how long that company stays in business.
Well, they're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Taiwan chip company.
No, that's just one of our
vendors or whatever.
Vendors, yeah.
Yeah.
One of many. No, that place is doing good. Good for them. Well, it's slow season right now. So, like, an extra break's not going to kill anybody. You're ahead in what you need to do. That's fine. But when, like, last summer, we were working like 12s, no breaks, just go.
That's illegal, Jeff.
Well, I would sneak to the bathroom about 3-4 times in the air conditioned bathroom, kick back,
lay back in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple times, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. We got to get Devin. We'll get Devin a little sauced up during the event.
Hear that, Devin?
We got to get a fourth person in here.
Honestly, I mean, I'm on payroll. I'm the only one here on payroll right now.
Yeah. No, I mean for the fight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long drive home for everybody, but you.
Yeah, you can stay over if you have to.
Sleep on the couch here.
No, I got shit in my house. You can stay in my house. Devin can too.
Yeah, me and Devin just share a bed.
Oh, we got two beds. Just kidding. We got two extra beds. queen size beds. Plenty of room.
I tell you what, I don't know, last week, the week before, whatever it was, I was still sick. Maybe this is why, but some Kettle One. Like, oh, some drinks.
Mm.
A couple drinks.
Yeah. While you're sick.
A couple shots.
Why not?
A couple drinks. A couple shots. Next thing I know, I'm in bed. I'm like, I'm supposed to be up by now. What's happening? I don't know. It was drinking while having COVID or whatever I had, but dude, I was sick all day.
You were out of it.
All day. Deathly sick.
Whoa.
You know, we were just talking about no hangovers in Arizona. Well, yeah. I found one.
You found one?
Yeah.
As long as the sun's out and you can recharge in the sun for like 10 minutes, I'm golden. I don't know what it is, but I also use CBD too.
Well, I mean, I partook in...
And I don't drink to blackout or anything.
A whole handle and a fifth.
Oh.
With just basically me.
Oh.
And I just... Yeah, it wasn't... It was a good time.
Yeah.
Until the next day. I don't remember going to bed, which is weird because I don't lose control ever.
Yeah.
Drinking, you know.
Yeah, we're too old for that shit.
Yeah, and it was just weird. I think it was just the mix of me being sick and...
Well, you're lucky you didn't get sicker. That's what happened to me the first time I had COVID.
It came back.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, so I'm still fighting it today.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I got like really sick and then... Well, not really sick. I got sick and then it was pretty mild and like I crushed it after a couple of days and then... I was like, cool. Well, I'm getting better. So I'm going to party on a Saturday night. So I partied. And then the next day I fucking was back. And I wasn't sure if it was a hangover or the sickness was back. I was like, what is happening? I never felt like this in Arizona before. And it was fucking the sickness. And it got me for like 5 days.
I didn't even drink coffee. I don't think I ate until it was about dinner time. Like I just laid there on the couch like, ugh.
Yeah.
Coughing.
Well, that's what happened to me. I laid there on the couch too, and I couldn't even talk.
Yeah, pretty much.
I couldn't talk. I was like, it's like I was dead. And Hiori would like, look at me. And she left to go do the turn because we were going to do a turn that day, and there's no way I was moving.
Like, man, I hate you.
Nah, she went to go do the turn. And when she came back, I was still in the exact same position on the couch. I went up to go pee one time and put the food. She brought me some food and I didn't. I just put it on the counter away from Jeffrey. So I was like, and that's it. And then I was like slow. I was like a sloth. I felt like a sloth. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
No big drinking for me. It all just started with a Bloody Mary.
Oh,
that was good. I have another one.
I get virgin Bloody Marys when we go out because I just like Bloody Marys.
Yeah, they're good, spicy. And
yeah, delicious. If we go to brunch or something, I'm not trying to get morning drunk. Any, you know, like I don't do that shit. That's
no.
I'm not trying to drink all day like that or anything. So like if we go out for brunch, I'll just have like a virgin.
I will say if you have nothing going on for a couple days, there is a lot of good quality time to be spent drinking for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
But I mean, like during COVID, like when COVID was shut everything down, I would drink 12 hours straight, but I was also eating and drinking water.
Yeah.
Just keep my buzz the whole time.
Yeah.
Not a blast.
I mean, I could do that if we're like at a podcast, like say we start a podcast at 2, we start having some drinks or something. And then I could go until, you know, like 11 o'clock at night and go to bed and
right.
still like not blackout, you know, still no, stay in yeah, control just, or whatever. And
just keep it level.
Yeah. Man, used to be, I could drink like 12 pints of IPA in a night. Like 7% IPA. drink a 12-pack of tall boys.
As a teenager, I could pound 24 Budweisers. Remember
yeah.
those days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like that's like Shane Gillis style. You ever see that guy drink on the Joe Rogan Experience?
No.
He's a funny comedian, dude. He's pretty funny. He's got a stand-up special called Live at Austin. You should check it out. It's on YouTube. He's the guy that got canceled who canceled. Now he's like more money, more popular than ever. One of those, right? but he was got SNL. He was going to be on SNL. And then I can't remember the whole story, but he said something and they're like, oh, that was over the line. And he got canceled for it. And so he got let go before he even started. They're like, nope.
He's like, I don't like wearing a mask. They're like, he's done. He's done.
He won't get vaccinated. No. He might be vaccinated, I think. I don't know. But yeah, he's pretty funny. He's kind of like a right wing guy. He's like pro Trump guy, kind of. Right
Is
up your alley.
The guy that kind of looks like Kevin Bacon.
Maybe, Have but like a that? Big chubbier version. He's like pretty big guy.
No, there's a guy that's on Joe Rogan all the time, and he's hilarious. He looks like Kevin Bacon.
That's Shane Gillis.
No.
He's on Joe Rogan all the time. Who's been on there the most?
He has a mullet. He has a mullet. He's always talking about funny stories.
He has a mullet. Oh, Theo Vaughn?
Yes. That guy's hilarious. I love that guy.
Yeah, y'all know he's from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee. Yeah, Theo Vaughn. He's a funny dude.
Man, we were at this nightclub one time.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, doesn't he?
I don't know. Let's look up Theo Vaughn.
Like, yeah, we were at this nightclub one time, and you know these guys are in the back doing lines, and you know we're just like, okay, they can do whatever they want. You know, he's always got some wild story. The bouncers grabbed me from behind and belly to backed me.
And the first one, there you go.
Let's see.
His perfect hair.
He doesn't really look like Kevin Bacon.
I was thinking about this. So Kevin Bacon, okay? First of all, named Bacon. Can you imagine growing up with the name Bacon as your last name? And thinking that you have a chance to make it in Hollywood. Like, his journey had to be harder than anybody's. Who else you know?
Who else you know? What I'm saying? You know?
Like, say your name's Susan Carne Asada. Bitch, you ain't gonna be in MacGyver, you know? You ain't gonna be in Dunkirk, probably. If your name is Larry Pollo Con Loco. Larry Chicken, crazy Larry Crazy Chicken, you're not gonna get it. Can you imagine saying my last name is a meat and I'm still gonna take life to the next level and that challenge? I mean, that's you don't see that. You know, can you even imagine that? I can't. What if your name is Debbie Pork? What if your name is Sergio Veal Medallions? Motherfucker, you lucky to work at the bank. But Kevin Bacon said, no, I got this. What if your name is fucking Dorothy Pork Chop? Could you imagine? What would you probably stand on? I wouldn't be brave enough to go out there with a meat name and take that meat to the next level. He's brave, man. Maybe you work at a kennel. You know? What if your name is, Randy Beef Jerky? Motherfucker, you lucky to work at a Chevron. Maybe in your later years you get some junior associate work at a kennel or at a garage. But you ain't the odds of you making it? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You can't do that, dude. To be in the front lines and be a meat. Say, man, my name's Kevin Bacon. And then overcome the odds? Gang, bro. And he gets that.
All right. Well, they didn't show the comparison, but
yeah, we get it.
We get it. Yeah.
The name's Luke Betis.
Luke Betis, you ain't gonna make it.
Betis,
come on, man, you ain't gonna make it. You ain't shit.
Your name's a meat.
Your name's a meat. My hair is spiky.
Well, my name is somewhere you live.
Yeah. In a house. Mm-hmm. Obviously. So what else is going on, buddy? Before we end this bitch.
I got a new bat for Kingston. Worked out well. You saw a couple of... Well, you saw one...
Some zingers, dude.
One zinger he sent to the sky and back.
Yeah, yeah, and the other one almost...
We got robbed of the home run.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
There were some good catches by that other team, man.
I know. They had a great outfield. If they didn't have such a good outfield, we would have destroyed them.
Yeah, well, you kind of did destroy
them. Yeah, but by a lot more.
What was it, like 11 to 12 to 5 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
12 to 5 at the end?
Yeah, we took it.
Yeah, that's pretty destroyed. I mean, and your first baseman had that diving catch. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, good old Bryce.
Bryce had a good old diving catch. Shout out Bryce. Good catch, buddy.
Those little kids, man, like, you treat them like these professional warriors out there. You're like, man, get it together, blah, blah, blah. You know, and they're doing stuff that you and me didn't even do in our
Never did.
High school age. I mean, like, we...
City champ. I don't know about you, but... City wrestling champ freshman year.
Yeah, you know, I was in a book number one recruit.
Yeah.
Right out of high school. Never got recruited by anybody, though. But
oh, yeah. Free ride.
Full
scholarship. State champion. I upgraded that city champion to state because... They both sound the same, so, you know, what's the difference?
State, city.
You know, state, city.
Remember when we went over to my high school and I talked to the wrestling coach? I was like, this guy was a state champ. And he goes, what's your name? And you're like, it was city. He was going to call you out because he knew.
He knew who they were. One guy in every weight division every year.
Yeah, that was his thing. He knew everything.
I mean, I got to wrestle with a state champ, Chad Render. He was on my wrestling team, our wrestling team. And then he got shot and killed for his Dayton's.
That sucks.
That's not funny. I didn't mean to laugh at that, but yeah.
But yeah, the old home run, I don't know if I told you. So that was the first game of the day before. This was Friday evening. The kid pitching on the other team, this team was from Denver, Colorado. Actually, Parker, right where you came and visited us that one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where their team was from, that area. This kid was huge, and he was throwing really hard. So the first kid gets up to bat. I think he walked. I'm not sure. Second kid gets up to bat. Boom, drills him right in the back of the spine.
Oh.
This kid hits the ground and is twitching, going like this. It scared me.
Fuck.
Everybody's like, oh, no. You know, like, you know, Coach Crispin goes out there. Everyone kind of sits down, like, all right.
Bro.
3-4 minutes later, he hops up, runs to first. We're like, oh, my goodness.
Just hit a nerve.
I thought maybe, you know, like, severed his spinal cord or something. You know, the kid pitching was just like, oh.
He's crying?
Yeah, he hurt him, dude.
No, the kid pitching?
Yeah.
Was crying because he got hurt.
A lot of kids cry when they hit someone because they don't mean to hurt anybody.
For sure.
And you see somebody on the ground and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But so Kingston's up to bat.
Hits it right in his dick.
Well, no, I literally, because everybody was shook up because their buddy was pretty hurt. It was pretty dramatic, you know?
Yeah.
So I looked at Kingston. I was like, show this kid who knows how to hit. I said, show your team who knows how to hit. Show them. You know, I... Headbutting him and throwing him to the ground and leaves in his mouth.
Ragdolling him.
Ragdolling.
Fuck yeah.
So he just looks at me like this. Goes up to bat. Just crushes a line drive. You know, bounced off the fence, whatever. Everybody's freaking out like, yeah. Next at bat. Goner. But it... So this is the conspiracy. It looked like it went over, barely. And the kid playing center field was like, oh, you know, it went over, went over. The other coaches on the other, and the, both umpires are doing this, home run. So he's running around the bases. The other coaches are like, no, it bounced. It bounced and went over. And the umpires are like, oh, really? Okay, never mind. It's like, wait, what? You're just going to reverse the call? What do you mean? This kid's already crossing home plate. Like, oh, the kid in center field's like, it bounced, it bounced, it bounced first. So they just took his word for it.
Although, so at first he said it didn't bounce.
Yeah, both the field umpire and home plate umpire both signaled home run. Take your jog of glory. And then they stopped him and sent him back to second base.
Take your jog of glory.
How many jogs of glory have you had in your life, son? I've had 17. 17 jogs of glory.
I don't know. I hit a lot of home runs growing up, but
that's what I do when I finally get to bang my wife. I'm like, jog of glory.
Yeah. And then it's the sit down, catch your breath of glory.
My shoulder. Shoulder of hell.
Of shame.
Shoulder of shame. Oh,
yeah, but that's it. So what else we got going on this weekend?
I don't know. Did you see that crane out there? Well, you think it was a herring?
I'm assuming. I don't know. Crane, herring.
Oh, well, now I got a fucking
huge bird. Crane.
That was a crane.
Yeah. It was big. That thing's big.
They're big fucking birds, dude.
Wikipedia, okay. How much does it weigh, Eric?
Let's see.
Stork?
No, those are the ones with the big...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crane is very large. The heron is medium to large bird. Generally, though, the crane is taller and with a shorter neck and beak. Even the smallest species of the two have different sizes, with the dwarf bittern, a heron, being 10 to 12 inches long, and the demoiselle crane being 35 inches long. Okay, well, who wrote this garbage? Let's go to images. That's all I want to see.
As much as I love the cranes, that was definitely a crane. See, right, the bottom left, second one down, it was over one to your left. Yeah, that's what we saw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But it doesn't say if it's a crane or a herring. blue heron. Kind of looks like the blue heron, too, though.
We'll see what's native to Phoenix, Arizona. Oh,
but that says blue heron or crane, too. You motherfuckers.
Cool, Google.
Crane versus heron. Okay, let's see. Who's going to win? Differences similar and best of. Okay, you motherfuckers. Hard to tell. It's hard to tell. No shit. Okay, this is what it was, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go out there and catch him and bring him up.
Yep. Let's see.
This is great. I got to go to the bathroom. What's the code?
All right. Well, let's end it there. You'll never know if it was a crane or a herring. Blue herring.
To be continued.
What do you think it was, Eric?
Crane.
He doesn't know.
I just said crane.
Oh, crane.
I'm going to go with crane because crane... Kick is my favorite kick of all time.
Oh, snap. Oh, there it is. Versus herring. No, that's stupid, too. Yep. Egret.
Well, it was an egret.
No, nobody fucking talking about blue herring.
The fucking ostrich. All right.
All right, we out, bitches. See you next time on the layback. Like, share, subscribe, all that shit, bitch.